Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
This is Loki Quinn Cosplay, Goddess Psycho Hybrid, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Back home from Dundurn Castle. We had a great time.
We certainly did.
Thanks again, Alex, for having us.
Yes.
Now, on to other matters at hand on the way home.
What matters at hand?
The geek calendar.
Woohoo!
And I'm going to start off with
the Week in Geek.
The Week in Geek. I'm going to start off with the new DVD releases this week on Tuesday,
okay.
The 17th.
Okay.
So if you haven't seen this show, it was only on for one season on Fox. I think it's on Netflix now. It's part animated, part live action. Son of Zorn.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually pretty entertaining.
Not really.
You didn't watch it?
I did. I tried watching the first episode, and you know what? Not a fan. Although, the actor who plays Zorn's son
is the guy from
Superstore.
Yeah.
He plays What's-Her-Face's wannabe rapper husband.
Yeah, that guy.
Which I thought was really funny.
Well,
and he plays like such a nerd.
Yeah, well, now you can get the whole series on DVD.
Oh, goody. So it can collect dust.
Well, we'll let you guys be the judge. I liked it. Sarah didn't like it.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it.
But watch it. You be the judge.
Yeah, you go and watch it. I'm not doing it.
There's also an animated movie coming out, and I wrote down the synopsis of it in case I forgot. So it's called Isle of Dogs.
Is it about dogs?
Here's the plot of it.
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson, Jeff Goldblum,
ooh,
and Bryan Cranston are the stars.
Nice.
Here's the plot.
Okay.
When the corrupt mayor of Megasaki City exiles all dogs to the vast garbage dump of Trash Island, his son, Atari, that's his name, Atari, will stop at nothing to find his bodyguard dog, Spots. But getting to the island is only the first step in his journey, as he meets up with a group of mongrel dogs on an adventure that won't just change his own future, but that of Megasaki City itself.
That is a nail biter.
Isn't that fascinating?
So on the edge of my seat. I gotta watch it.
So on July 18th, on Wednesday, what day is that, Sarah?
New comic book day! Add an echo to that.
Okay. I wrote a couple down here that seemed interesting. There's a trade paperback out called G.I. Joe versus the $6 Million Man.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
No.
This is one of those wacky crossovers you just gotta see to believe.
That they have to be on the same side.
I guess. Like, is Steve Austin gonna be fighting Cobra, or?
Jesus, I hope so.
Yeah. And was Cobra around in the 70s?
I don't know.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, though, I love crazy crossovers that shouldn't be. Like, I have one at home, The Punisher Meets Archie, which to this day cracks me up.
Oh, boy.
On the back of the comic, they had a preview for a comic that never got made, Jughead Meets Wolverine.
See, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Somebody do that, please.
Exactly.
Like, we got comic book artist friends. Whip something up.
Jughead meets Wolverine?
I would pay a lot of money to see that.
To see Jughead meets Wolverine?
Yes.
Okay.
I could just see, like, Jughead using Wolverine's claws to, like, cut a hamburger in half or something.
Yeah. You know, I'm still curious to read. They did a Batman meets Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles not too long ago, which would be kind of curious to me.
That would be interesting.
And what else have I read in my lifetime that was weird? Oh, Archie met Kiss once.
Oh, and met Predator.
And met Predator. And Glee.
And Glee.
And the Ramones. What's up with Archie meeting everybody?
Yeah, and why is Archie so freaking lucky to meet everybody?
Oh, and Betty and Veronica met Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. Yeah.
Again, jealous. That's cool.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm not happy now.
So, I know we're going way off the calendar, but something I used to love when I was a kid up until, like, early adult, because they don't really do it anymore.
Yeah.
Once in a while, DC and Marvel would get together and, like, team someone up, and it was epic every time. Like, I remember as a kid, they had a Superman and Spider-Man meeting up.
I remember their big crossover when Batman and Wolverine became one, and they all, like, had, like, a pairing.
Yeah, in the 90s, DC and Marvel did a series called DC versus Marvel.
Yeah.
Some of the fights you could actually vote on.
Oh.
But for one of the months, something happened that all the DC and Marvel characters combined, and they made the Amalgam. Am I pronouncing that right?
Amalgam?
Amalgam universe.
Wait, what? How did you say it?
Amalgam? What's it called? How do you pronounce it? I won't edit this out. How do you pronounce it again?
Amalgam.
Amalgam.
They amalgamated?
Yes. Did you have the Wolverine Batman crossover?
No, I wanted it. And
Dark Claw is what it was called.
Yes, thank you. Because, I mean, I loved Wolverine, so seeing them become this completely new character was cool.
I had a couple of them. I had the Iron Man and Green Lantern one was Iron Lantern.
Sorry. That's
they had...
obviously.
They had Super Soldier, which was Superman and Captain America. He had a big Superman S for the shield. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh wow. Oh, sorry, yeah. I just gave Jason a look. Like, what?
Yeah.
So did they pair Wonder Woman and Scarlet?
Storm.
Storm.
It was like Amazon, I think it was called.
Oh, that would be cool.
But from what I understand, I guess Marvel and DC might have had a recent meeting to do something together again. Last time they did something was the early 2000s, and if I ever dig it up, you got to read it. It's the Avengers and Justice League.
Oh.
And George Perez was the artist on that.
Oh, cool.
And on issue 3, I think, it was a gatefold cover that had every single member of the Justice League and Avengers of all time. I guess he gave himself carpal tunnel, like, drawing it.
Oh, my God.
Because you got to figure over the years they had, like, hundreds of characters.
Well, yeah.
They even had, like, they had, like, I think they had multiple Wasp costumes on it even, too.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so back to the original post. Yeah, $6 million man versus G.I. Joe. Actually, there is another weird crossover out this week.
Uh-oh.
There's a really popular DC series out called Injustice based on a video game.
Yeah.
They're doing, and I heard the comic's amazing, too.
Okay.
Injustice versus the Masters of the Universe.
Oh.
It's a 6-issue miniseries. Issue 1's out this week.
I need it.
Yeah?
I need it. Like, Master as in He-Man.
Yeah.
She-Ra, Teela, Man-at-Arms, Skeletor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember.
Need it.
I can't remember if it's either Superman or Batman, because they're both on opposing forces.
I
can't remember which one of those guys recruits He-Man to, like, fight for them.
Superman and He-Man come back as Prince Adam and Clark Kent.
Oh, jeez. I think we better go get him, Battle Cat.
And then everybody, the rest of the team is like, you two are always gone when Superman and He-Man show up. Where do you go?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, well, we'll check it out this week when we're at the comic shop. Also, a couple more comics I'll mention. The Life of Captain Marvel, issue one. You got to figure they're going to make a big push towards this character now that her movie's coming out early next year.
Cool.
And issue one of Star Trek The Next Generation, Terra Incognita, which takes place during season four of TNG.
Nice.
A couple TV shows debuting this week, we should mention. Both on July 20th. Killjoy season three.
Oh.
I'm told it was a good series. And you remember a show from the 70s that Leonard Nimoy hosted called In Search Of?
Yes.
Well, there's a new In Search Of series.
Ooh.
Guess who hosts it?
Zachary.
Yeah.
Nice.
Zachary Quinto.
Ah!
I wonder if they did that on purpose.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say yes. Yes, they did. Oh, my God, I used to love that show.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Oh, yay. Something new to watch. I'm so excited.
I'm not sure what channel it's on. I should have written it down, probably.
Yeah, you should have.
On Friday in theaters, The Equalizer 2.
Oh, I haven't seen the first one.
I'd be lost. And I know one you're probably excited for.
Okay.
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I thought you were.
No.
Was that Hunter?
Yes. Hunter and my mom.
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
Yeah, boy, oh boy.
With James Bond.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the whole original cast from the first Mamma Mia are coming back for this one.
Excellent. Also the songs of ABBA, I would imagine.
See, I love ABBA. I don't care for the movie. That's all.
Did you see the movie?
No, I don't want to.
Me neither.
There you go.
All right.
We win.
We do win.
Woohoo!
There is not a lot, but a few geek birthdays to mention this week.
Yay!
On the 16th, which I think is Monday.
Tomorrow.
Will Ferrell.
Oh!
Do you have a favorite Will Ferrell movie?
I like the Lego movie.
Yeah, that's pretty decent.
It was funny. And I liked Elf.
Elf was good.
Yeah, you know what? I don't watch a lot of Will Ferrell movies because I don't find them funny. Sorry.
I love Will Ferrell, and all I need is him yelling at people in movies to make me laugh.
Oh,
or playing the drums with his balls in Step Brothers. Anyhow, yeah, I find it funny. It was his birthday.
Can I just interject with something, please?
Sure.
Also, Monday, July 16th is the 30th wedding anniversary of my dad and stepmom.
Cool.
Happy anniversary, Dad and DJ, and I love you both.
Happy anniversary.
To your future in-laws.
Yes.
Aha.
On the 17th, we have your favorite actor and best Nick Fury actor ever. David Hasselhoff.
I never told you that.
I just assumed.
Liar!
And Alex Winter, he was Bill in Bill and Ted. And
yes,
hopefully he'll be Bill again in Bill and Ted 3, because now they're saying they're having financial issues putting that movie out.
Aw, man.
I know.
Okay, we're starting a GoFundMe page to help get this movie off the ground.
Yes. On the 19th, I know this guy's on your list. It's Cumberbatch.
Benedict Cumberbatch!
Doctor Strange.
And Sherlock Holmes.
Doctor Strange Con.
Con! Yeah.
On the 21st.
Yes.
Lance Guest. Do you know who he is?
Oh, he was one of NSYNC.
No, that's Lance Bass. But thanks for playing.
Backstreet Boys.
No, he was the kid from The Last Starfighter.
Oh, him!
I got to interview him once. Lovely man.
Okay, so he wasn't with NSYNC.
No, he wasn't even in a boy band. I think he played Johnny Cash somewhere before, though.
I don't know.
Is he the guy from NSYNC?
Shut up, I'm driving.
Lance Bass. No, it's Lance Guest.
Okay.
And
that was close.
And it would have been Robin Williams' birthday that day.
Aww. I'm going to cry.
Don't cry.
I love Robin Williams.
Yes, he was nice.
He was awesome.
Do you have a favorite movie by Robin Williams?
Oh, I loved Patch Adams. I loved Jumanji. I loved... Animated Garp.
Oh, I didn't care for that one.
Oh, it was good. And what else?
Did you ever see 24-Hour Photo?
No!
I think that's what it was called, where he was like a crazy psycho. It was good.
And I like the one that he played, like he had that disease where he aged.
Oh, Jack.
Fast. Yeah, I love that one.
I forgot about that movie, Jack.
And Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
And I love every movie.
1 hour photo.
Oh, yeah, 24 hour photo.
That's slow even for the 90s.
and Aladdin when he was the genie.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the voice of the bat in the rainforest, the Fern Gully. And, oh God, so many. And Mork from Mork and
Mindy. Mork.
Yeah. Say it. I loved everything he did. I loved his stand-up. I just loved him. Like, he was just, he was a wonderful human being, and he was just great. I loved him a lot.
Did you ever see The Fisher King?
No.
Oh, that's a good one, too. You should watch it.
I know him and Jeff Bridges were in it.
That's right.
And I love Jeff Bridges.
And, also this week, we have a couple special friends having birthdays that we'll mention.
Special.
On the 17th is Con Mom's birthday.
Yay! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Con Mom. Happy birthday to you. That was pretty good, eh?
That's very good. Also this week on the 20th, a good friend of ours has helped us out thousands of times.
Wonderful.
I might as well have her on speed dial. I think I do. She's our consultant and our friend and our sister, Candy Cosplay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Candy Cosplay. Happy birthday to you.
And it was lovely seeing her today.
Yes, it was. And Con Mom.
And Con Mom.
And everybody.
And everybody.
Everybody.
So that's your geek calendar for next week.
Yeah.
And anything else you want to add? Anything you saw geek wise this week? Anything you might have seen on the televisions?
No.
No?
No. I can't think of anything.
I started watching comedians in cars getting coffee. And now I'm hooked on it for some reason. I watch at least 4 a day.
Jeez.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, and maybe we'll finally come up with a closing line.
Keep your eyes to the skies.
Keep reaching for the stars.
No!
Keep your feet on the ground. I'm Casey Gazin. All right, have a good week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.